and welcome to the Digitally She Does It show. This is episode 85, and in today's episode, I'm going to be talking about online course platforms and how to choose the right one for you. So let's jump right in and let's get started. Welcome to the Digitally She Does It show. I'm your host, Karen, and I'm here to lift the lid on what it actually takes to create a successful business. If you are an ambitious creative ready to build a business on your own terms and without compromise, then this podcast is perfect for you. With my award-winning approach to marketing and expert knowledge in creating online courses, this show will leave you feeling inspired, energized, and ready to bring those big dreams to life. Join me each week for a dose of motivation and marketing know-how, along with actionable step-by-step strategies to help you accelerate your business's growth. So let's dive in, and don't forget to subscribe to all my upcoming episodes, which drop every Wednesday. Hello and welcome. Thank you for joining me today. I'm your host, Karen, and I really appreciate you hitting the play button to listen to today's episode. So today I'm talking about tech, and I'm going to be talking about online course platforms because this is the number one question that I get asked all of the time. So today I'm going to dive right into this topic. But before I do, I just want to talk about the Digital Creators Hub. This is your one-stop shop for getting started online. If you're not in the hub, you need to be in the hub because this is going to be where your online journey starts. Now, the hub is full of so many good things to help you get started. I've got resources. I've got a business planning tool in there. I've got time-saving templates. I've got training. And I've also listed my recommended tools that is going to make your life so much easier to get started. The good thing is that it's completely free, which means that there is no charge and you can have this just by signing up. To do that, just head on over to www.pink-lemondigital.com/hub. Join for free and get access to a treasure trove of goodies that is going to help you to get started online. Okay, let's go back to today's episode. And today we are talking about online course platforms because it's the one thing that I get asked all of the time. And it's a minefield. It's an absolute minefield. How do you know what platform to choose for your online course? Since COVID especially, the e-learning market has grown exponentially. It is just buzzing with so many new platforms out there. That's great in one sense because it means that there's a lot of choice, but it's also challenging in another sense because there's so much choice and it can be overwhelming. And how do you even know what you need? And if you don't know what you need, how can you choose your platform? So this is what I'm going to talk about today. And hopefully I can break it down a little bit to make this a little bit easier for you to understand, but also to just take that step forward and pick a platform. I'm also going to share a little bit about sort of my experiences with the platforms that I've used. I have tested and trialed a lot of different platforms. I'm a bit of a tech geek. I love diving into new platforms and things and having a look how they work. And I don't know if it's just because I'm nosy or because I'm obviously interested for my job or I just like having a play. But I do enjoy the whole kind of working out a platform, working out how I can use it and then what it can do. So I'm going to share a little bit of that with you today, which I'm hoping will also help you as well. But before you choose your platform, I just want to talk about three things that I really feel you need to have nailed. Now, I've worked with a lot of clients, and as I said, the tech thing comes into it a lot. And what I would say is that when you're deciding on what platform to invest in, and it is an investment, this is an investment into you making money. So if you're thinking about your platform as an expense, it's another expense you've got to incur. Just before I share these three things, I just want you to try and reframe how you're thinking about this, because the platform you choose, you're most likely going to be paying for. And what that means is that you're going to be investing in something that's going to support you with your online course. So I would encourage you to think about it more as an investment than an expense, because that's going to shift the energy that you feel around the course platform that you then choose. Because there are platforms that sit at all different levels, with all different capabilities, with all different functions. And what you will need to decide is what is right for you. But what I don't want is the price to dictate the platform you choose. Because you need to be choosing a platform based on your requirements and also your future goals as well. So the first thing that I want to share with you, if you are considering a platform or you're thinking about choosing a platform for your online course, is to first and foremost define your learning goals. What I mean by this is, why are you doing this and what are you looking to achieve from doing this? Are you looking to build a community alongside your online course, or are you just looking at delivering an online course? Is this a one-time thing? So will this be a case of, I'm going to do it once, but I'm not building anything else out, so it's just a one-time course? Or will you be looking to create other things that sit alongside your online course as well? So could you in the future be thinking about delivering a group program or a membership or other online courses or even creating digital products? If the answer is yes, then that needs to come into the decision making process that you're going to go through for when you pick your platform. So I want you to really think about what your goals are, why you're doing this, and what it could lead to in the future. And it's okay not to have a defined outcome at this point, especially if you're new to creating online courses. You may not know where this is going to lead you, and that's absolutely fine. But if you think that potentially in the future there will be more to come, then I want you to hold on to that, because that will influence your decision on the course platform. The second thing that I want you to think about is as well are the kind of features that you're going to need in the platform that you choose. The e-learning market is huge. It has grown, which means that there are so many platforms out there to choose from. For somebody looking to create online products, it's great because it means that you get this variety to choose from. What it also can lead to is overwhelm. So I want you to start thinking about the features that you may need as you deliver your online course. Now, you might not know exactly what these are right now, but this is where you need to carry out some research, because the clearer you can get on your features, if you like, then the clearer it's going to be on picking your platform, because you'll be able to say, yes, I need that. My platform has to have this. Now, features can be anything like delivering live sessions. It might be that you have a coaching element in your course. Then this might be important to you. You might want to deliver live sessions. It might be the fact that you want to have interactive quizzes available, or maybe you want to build a community and so you need a forum available in your platform. Whatever that looks like, if you can get really clear on that upfront, then it will then feed into the decision-making process and make that so much easier for you when you are looking at what's out there. And then the third thing that you need to do is you need to check out user reviews. This is really important, because who better to trust than actual users of the platforms? So do your research and have a look at what people are saying. So what I would recommend is that maybe you have a top three platforms, or you have top five platforms that you may be interested in. Go and check out the reviews around these platforms, because you're going to then get a sense of the platform's reputation, user experience, and the overall satisfaction of the users that are using the platform. It's going to give you an idea on how good it is, how it actually works, and what you can get from it as well. So do your research, have a look at the reviews, and that will give you some insight into whether or not the platform will be right for you. Okay, so they're my sort of key factors that I would recommend that you think about before choosing a platform. So they are really important. So just to recap, I want you to get really clear on what your goals are. I want you to research what platform features you're going to need in advance of choosing a platform. And then I want you to check out user reviews as well. And if you can do all of those three things, then it's going to help you when you decide on your platform. Okay, so now what I want to just dive into are some platforms that I've used. But before I do, I think it's really important that I highlight that whilst there are a lot of online course platforms out there in the market, they all have their own little nuances. So they all have little things about them that sort of makes them that little bit different. So by understanding what you need and where you're taking this side of your business ahead of you picking the platform, then when it comes to you checking out individual platforms, you'll have a better inclination to whether it's going to be aligned with what you need it for. And I just wanted to point that out because this can be quite overwhelming when it comes to picking a platform. And I don't want this to stop you in your tracks. People are not going to buy your course because of the platform that you're using. That's a really important point that I really want to kind of make clear. Nobody's going to buy your course because you're on, say, Kajabi, or you're on Teachable, or you're on Podia. People don't think like that. People will buy your course because of the results that your course is going to deliver and the transformational journey that it's going to take them on. They're not going to be sitting there thinking, should I buy this course because it's on Kajabi? Even though your online course platform is an important decision to make because it's an investment and you're most likely going to be using this platform for a long time, equally, it's not going to make or break the sales of your online course. What it will do, it will affect user experience. So when I say that your online course platform is important, that's where I kind of come from. It is important because it's going to impact how students are going to be interacting with the platform. So you want to make sure that yes, you have the right features, but you have the right user experience available to you that you want to deliver. So that's why getting really clear on your goals, getting clear on the features that you need, and understanding the reviews out there are important, because it's going to affect how people interact with your online course and the experience that they walk away with, which of course is important. So I just wanted to really highlight that, because this is a rabbit hole that you can end up going down and then getting stuck and then not making a decision. And I think what's important here is that you make a decision. You can always change your platform later on. I myself have changed a platform because as my goals have shifted, so has my expectation of the platform. And the platforms I'm going to talk about, some of them have capabilities where others don't. And so it's really about whether the platform aligns with your goals. But I just want you to know that you can change platforms. This is not I've got to pick a platform and then I've got to live with it forever. Not at all. There is, of course, work involved in shifting platforms, but it might be that down the road, it may be the decision that you might need to make. But if you can try and avoid that at the beginning by getting clear on what you need, then of course it's going to save you a lot of time and effort in the future if you do need to change. So again, I just feel like that is something important that I need to highlight, because once your course is on the platform, really what you want to be doing is focusing on selling the course and ultimately making money from it. I just want to talk about some platforms that I have experience in and why I've changed platforms, and also what my favorite platform is right now. I am a bit of a tech geek, so I love trialing platforms, and because I build websites, I sort of come with this ability, if you like, to pick things up quite easily. So I do try and look at things from the perspective of a lot of my clients who maybe don't feel as comfortable with tech. So because of that, there are some platforms that I've trialed and I've completely discarded because the technical ability that's needed is really high, and anybody starting out in this area may not have that to start with. And actually, what you don't want to be doing is wasting so much of your time trying to figure out the tech that it's stopping you making money. Like, we do not want that. We want to be getting our content on a platform, setting it up, and then getting it out there so that students can actually start getting results from what we have created. So my first platform that I want to talk about is Kajabi. Now, in the online course space, there are platforms that vary in price. So you've got platforms that start at from as little as $20 to platforms that are literally in the hundreds. Kajabi is considered a premium platform. It starts at around $120, I believe, maybe $116 for the most basic tier. And that's because it's an all-in-one system. So if you are looking to create an online course, but you want a platform that equally provides you with sort of the marketing tools needed to be able to market your online course, then Kajabi is a really good choice. I was on Kajabi for, I would say, probably about 3 years. I do enjoy Kajabi. It's a very good, well-built platform. It's got great customer service. It is easy to use. I mean, when you're learning anything, when you're starting out with anything, there is always a steep learning curve. So it doesn't matter what platform you're going to choose, there is a steep learning curve. But once you've figured it out and you have spent some time and given yourself time and grace to learn it, then you're away. And I feel with Kajabi that it's got a really good user experience. It works really well and it's easy enough to learn. It's not highly technical. So I think somebody that has limited skills with tech could adopt Kajabi as their platform and be okay with it. The problem with Kajabi is that it is really expensive. So if you're starting out in the online course space and you're building your very first course, you don't really want to be taking on $120 a monthly bill. It's a lot of money, and you don't need to, because there are platforms out there that equally do just as good a job, but they're cheaper. So I just wanted to highlight that Kajabi is a really good platform. I've got a lot of experience with Kajabi. It does the job, it does it well, but it is more costly because you're paying for more things. One of the reasons why I have moved from Kajabi, there were a couple of reasons. I sell digital products and I wanted a platform that made it so much easier to sell digital products alongside my online courses. And I felt that although I could do it in Kajabi, there were other options out there for me. The other reason I decided to move from Kajabi is because I didn't particularly enjoy the email marketing piece of it. I know it's an all-in-one, which means you pay one price and you get all of these amazing tools. But I do believe that you need to equally enjoy using the tools that you're using. And also, I felt like the email marketing piece was very limited as well. So what I decided to do was to move my email marketing onto a email marketing platform. And I currently use MailerLite, which I really like. It's absolutely brilliant. And all of my funnels and automation and all of that good stuff is on MailerLite. And then what I did is I moved my digital products and my online courses to another platform that I felt gave me what I needed in a much better way. Then I moved over to a platform called MemberVault. I moved to MemberVault and I moved my online course and everything from Kajabi to MemberVault because I really liked the way that it does a marketplace, meaning that the way MemberVault sets up its products, it means that when somebody buys a product, they can see what else is in your library as well. So the idea behind it, it's a buy and sell marketplace. They buy one thing, they see all the other things that you have available, and then they can buy other things as well. Now, I really like MemberVault. My Digital Creators Hub is on Member Vault. I think it's a really robust platform. I the way it presents content is very different to Kajabi. Kajabi has templates. There's more flexibility around Kajabi and in the way in which you can make things look. But I think that Member Vault has the capability to be equally as good. I really like Member Vault. I think it's a really good, well-built platform. They're always developing Member Vault, and you can connect to your email provider really easily as well. And you can also build in automation, and it makes it easy to do that. Member Vault has a lot of training. It's also got a really great engaged community as well that you can be a part of. And also, one of the benefits of Member Vault is that you can start from as little as $20. You can have 5 products for $20 a month. And I think that for $20 to be able to sell your products is pretty good considering what is out there on the market. You can upgrade. There are different tiers. If you have 14 products, it's a bit more money and you can go unlimited. But if you are starting out and you just want to try a platform and sell your online course in a really easy and simple way, then I would highly recommend Member Vault. But the third platform that I want to talk about and that I'm absolutely loving is a platform called Searchy. Now, this platform has been created by a guy called Stu McLaren, who is the membership expert. All his stuff is about membership. And so he's built a platform that is highly flexible, that enables creators to create products the way they want their products to be created. What I'm loving about Searchy, and my membership is being built on Searchy, is that it's a bit like having a website. You have full design control as to how you present your content. Now, this is something that Kajabi and Member Vault don't allow for. With Kajabi and Member Vault, it's a bit of a cookie cutter approach. They have templates or they have a certain way of presenting the content and you just plug and play. You put your content in, you put your colour scheme in, you put your fonts in, choose your imagery and you're good to go. And that serves an audience. But if you're anything like me and you want to have full creative control on not only the user experience, but also the way the content's being consumed, then Searchy is absolutely brilliant. I've been using Searchy now for about a month or so, so I'm still relatively new, but it's absolutely brilliant. And I'm finding that building my membership is super easy. They guide you along the way, make it really easy to bring in your content and to upload it. But I love the flexibility. And the other thing about Searchy that I really like is that students can search all of your content in the platform by just putting in keywords. So a bit like somebody would do on Google, in order to find something, they would put keywords in. It's exactly the same with this platform, which means if they are looking for particular content around a certain topic, then all they need to do is put the keywords in the search bar and it'll all come up. This is quite innovative for a platform. And I think actually this is going to really be a game changer in the online course space. So I do think Searchy is a really good platform to invest in. Now, in terms of cost, Searchy does have a trial period where you can try out the platform for 7 days, obviously at no cost, but then it goes up to $49, which is about £38. So it's not expensive at all. That gives you one hub and then you build out whatever it is you're building in that hub. But the capability is incredible. And whether you are building a membership, you're building an online course, you're building digital products, it really doesn't matter. You can take it and you can build out whatever you want it to be. And there are lots of different features in there as well that I'm really appreciating, because as I roll out my membership in the future, there will be lots of things that I'll be able to integrate into that membership to make my members' life so much easier. I think personally, out of everything I've tried, Searchy at the moment is my favourite. I am loving Searchy. Of course, I've tried and tested other platforms, but I would highly recommend Searchy. But if you are somebody that you just want to plug and play, you want to make it as easy as possible, you don't want to have to think about the tech, and you just want a platform that just does what it says on the tin, then I would recommend MemberVault for that. Kajabi is great if you want the all-in-one, but if you're just starting out and you want something really simple, then go for MemberVault. But these are my three platforms that I have personally tried and I've tested. They all have their pros and cons, and probably in the future episodes, I'm most likely going to dig into this at a deeper level. But go and have a look at them. Go and test them out. They all offer free trial periods, and go and see what you think. Kajabi is the premium platform, but it's the all-in-one. MemberVault is a really affordable platform that is going to help you get started and help you get started quick. And then Searchy is perfect if you are somebody like me where you want full design control and you want to create an exceptional experience for your members and your students. Why don't you let me know how you get on? I'd be really interested to hear what your experience is, what platform you really enjoy using, and any challenges as well that you have faced in creating your online course. Reach out to me at Instagram at Karen_digitalcoach. But I hope you found today's episode of value. I hope it's kind of shed some light on some platforms that are out there that you can dive in and use. Just before I finish up, I just want to remind you that if you're not a member of the Digital Creators Hub, then go and get yourself into the hub. There's lots of resources. It's completely free, and you can gain access to all of this material. And also, the hub currently is on MemberVault. So even if you just want to go and check out MemberVault and what it can do, then sign up to the hub and go and have a look, because it's all there. Thank you so much for taking the time to listen to today's episode. I really hope you found this episode of value. And of course, please feel free to share it with anyone who you think will benefit from listening to today's episode. If you are feeling inspired and would like to know more about getting started with an online course, or even just getting started online, then go and join the Digital Creators Hub at www.pink-lemondigital.com/hub. I will be back next week with another episode, but until then, have a great week. I hope you enjoyed this episode of the Digitally She Does It show. Don't forget to check out the show notes for all the links and resources mentioned in today's episode. New episodes drop every week on a Wednesday, so why not rate and subscribe so you never miss an episode? Thank you for tuning in today, and I will see you next time.